Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and apologies to colleagues for jumping in when we were just about to leave. But I did want to make a couple points related to the comments of the delegation from Cuba. First, related to whether non-governmental entities are covered in their space activities, the Outer Space Treaty makes clear that states are responsible for those entities. Article 6, states, says states parties to the treaty shall bear international responsibility for national activities in outer space, including the moon and other celestial bodies, whether such activities are carried on by governmental agencies or by non-governmental entities, and for assuring that national activities are carried out in conformity with the provisions set forth in the present treaty. The activities of non-governmental entities in outer space, including the moon and other celestial bodies, shall require authorization and continuing supervision by the appropriate state party to the treaty. In addition, I wanted to note that Article 4 does not prohibit military activities in outer space. In fact, it clearly states the use of military personnel for scientific research or for any other peaceful purposes shall not be prohibited. For example, many of our astronauts have been members of our military. We have a long history of military support to our space activities, just as we have seen here in challenging environments like activities in the Antarctic. Thank you.